encountering God? I mean, a face-to-face, personal encounter with Jesus Christ. Not just a spiritual encounter, but a literal face-to-face conversation with the living Lord. In the text today, we are looking at just that. The person who encounters God in John 4, 1 through 26, has a couple of majorly noteworthy characteristics. First, she is a woman. And second, she is a Samaritan. Two strikes against her as far as being respected by society. But looking at the Samaritan woman, another story where God reveals himself and how God is revealed in the unexpected, we can learn something about our God, the God of heaven and earth, and yet a very personal God. First, to provide a bit of background on the woman in the story, in biblical times, women were not allowed to salute a man in public, even if the two were married. With that said, it would certainly not be socially acceptable for a man and woman to have a conversation. Additionally, in Jesus' time, Samaritans were deemed unclean by the Jews. Though Samaritans came from the same ancestry, they broke off along the way and didn't follow kosher codes, leaving them unclean, according to Jewish law. Because of this, sometimes Jews would not even be able to purchase things at market from Samaritans, but they certainly couldn't share things that were a matter of cleanliness, such as water jars. And to make matters worse for this woman, she was a serial wife, having been married 5 times and now living with someone new. In the old order, the maximum number of times you could be married for any reason was 3. This accounts for death, adultery, divorce, everything. So needless to say, this woman was well outside of the bounds of social codes, especially according to Jewish custom. And yet, she, the Samaritan woman, is precisely who Jesus decides to reveal to for the very first time in the Gospel of John, that he is the Messiah, the Christ. I wonder what this tells us about God. It doesn't seem to be an accident that Jesus stumbles upon the Samaritan woman that day, for the whole Gospel of John is laced with stories indicating that Jesus is the Messiah. So considering the intentionality of this interaction, I think it's evident that God is a God of the unexpected. God shows up to the people that don't expect it, in ways they don't expect, and in places they don't expect. He doesn't show up to the people that have it all together and are holier than thou, but he shows up to the humble in his own place of humility. It seems like a much more politically inclined God would have revealed himself in the person of Jesus to Nicodemus in the previous chapter, a learned man and a Pharisee. Or the entrepreneurial God would have revealed himself initially to his disciples in order to set them to work more quickly. Perhaps the motivational speaker God would have manifested himself for the first time to a large crowd of onlookers. But that's not what happens. God first reveals himself in the person of Jesus to a Samaritan woman, and one considered to be sinful. Perhaps our expectations of God are skewed. From the very beginning, God has shown up in unexpected ways. The Old Testament story of Elijah is a great demonstration of this. In 1 Kings, Elijah is waiting for the Lord to pass by imminently when he says, "Then a great and powerful wind tore the mountains apart and shattered the rocks before the Lord." But the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there came an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake came a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire came a gentle whisper. God shows up in the gentle whisper to Elijah. And God shows up as a lowly carpenter, thirsty for a drink of water, to the Samaritan woman at the well. Could you imagine what was going through her head that day? The woman probably felt the need to go to the well at the hottest point of the day, around noon, to avoid running into the town people, because she was likely socially ostracized because of her marital status and situation. I can imagine that her thought process getting ready that morning was probably something to the effect of, "Well, if I leave now, I can get to the well when it will be empty, and I can avoid another day of horrific torment."
I tend to doubt that she was thinking that she was off to meet the Messiah that morning, which is evident based on her reactions to Jesus throughout the conversation. But when she gets there, this Jewish man asks her for a drink of water. And then he tells her he can actually provide living water. Many people would have gotten up and left with that statement, living water. But she stays and listens. And when he explains everything she ever did, she doesn't run the other way in shame, but rather reacts with awe that she is in the presence of a prophet. And from there, she once again humbly admits to not understanding Jewish versus Samaritan worship practices, but she says, I know the Messiah is coming. When he comes, he will explain everything to us. Here, I am astounded by the faith that this woman has, and perhaps it is her faith that leads to the next statement. Jesus declared, I, the one speaking to you, am he. This is the first time in the Gospel of John that Jesus reveals himself as Messiah, and also the first time he uses the direct I am language to present himself as Christ. What an amazing and unexpected self-revelation. But that is precisely what the Bible shows us about the heart of God. He reveals himself to us in unexpected ways and at unexpected times. And he uses the faith of people that may not mean very much to society to do just that. Now, this revelation of Jesus as Messiah is the ultimate revelation that woman received that day at noon. But Jesus, the Christ, as Savior of the world, is also our ultimate gift. And perhaps many of you here today have already experienced this, Jesus revealing himself as Christ, whether through scripture, at church, through a personal encounter, through a relationship with another believer. It is good to remember that first time that you encountered Christ in your life, probably in something unexpected. But it's also important to notice, to see, to recognize when God reveals himself in smaller ways. Not every God moment is an earth-shattering one, and not every spiritual encounter is a life-altering conversation, and not every prayer with Jesus is one that drastically changes the course of your journey. But God reveals himself in ways all the time to remind us of the ultimate gift he has given, life in Christ. Sometimes he reveals himself through creation, sometimes through an encouraging word from a friend, sometimes through the scriptures, and sometimes in entirely unanticipated ways. And I believe it is particularly in the unexpected times, even times of doubt and trial, that God reveals himself in ways that remind us why we believe. I imagine that the Samaritan woman that day was not in a good place in life. The text tells us that she'd already been married 5 times and now lives with a man who isn't her husband. You might wonder what happened to the first 5. Death? Abuse? Adultery? Divorce? Brokenness? We don't know her particulars. But we do know that Jesus met her exactly where she was and revealed that he was the Messiah to her when she took the time to stop and to recognize that she was in the presence of Christ. What happens in our lives when we take the time to stop and recognize the amazing love of Christ? I'm going to close with a story today. Last fall, prior to the hurricane, I went out to the shore with a friend after church one Sunday. It was supposed to rain, but we figured since the church is so close to the shore, we'd go anyway. When we arrived, it was over 70 degrees. The sun was beaming down on the water, and we decided to go swimming. So as we were wading into the shallow waters, I looked out a little bit further and saw what appeared to be a shark fin sticking out of the water. My heart started beating a little faster, and I freaked out a little, asking my friend if there were sharks in this area, or I paused, thinking, perhaps dolphins? Then I saw another and another, And as I look closer at the fins sticking out of the water, only maybe 100 meters offshore, my panic eased a bit. And we realized that there was a whole pod of dolphins swimming right up near the shore. I'd never seen anything like it in person. It was truly a gift, a beautiful image of creation that made all the difference during a stressful time. God is truly unexpected. And I think that he does reveal himself to us in profound ways when we least expect it.
Our closing hymn is going to be something a little bit different. How many of you are familiar with the church's one?